When the Maima of Reish is going, Amalek Tovshin Tezvov, in the middle of Ois Hei, we're holding where it says, Umamshech Bekosov. The first word on the line is Lifoil. The Rebbe explained here, very geschmack, Bariches, Atzo Bariches, but the Rebbe explained here the psukim that we say in Vayvarech David, starting from Ato Hu Avayel Uvadecha, and then you finish off with that the Tevish created Eretz and Yamim. We're going through the whole Seder Shtalshlus, the Yirida, from the source, from the Eibishter himself, all the way down to the lowest level. And then after all of that, we continue and say that the Eibishter chose Atu Avayel Kima Shebacharta Avram. The Eibishter chose Avram. And there's two different points here that we're saying regarding the Bechira in Avram. One point is that the Eibishter took Avram, here, right over here. One point is that the Eibishter took Avram out of Ur Kasdim. The only way a Yid could be a Yid in this world and serve the Eibishter is by the fact that the Eibishter elevates a Yid above the limitations of the world. If you exist in this world and you're part of the world and you're within Seder Shtalshlus and you're limited by what's going on in the world, there's no way you could serve the Eibishter. There's no way you could connect anything to the Eibishter. That's the first step. When the Eibishter chooses Avram Avinu, takes him out of Seder Shtalshlus. But then after that, you continue and say that what's the purpose though? The purpose is that the Eibishter doesn't take Avram Avinu out of Seder Shtalshlus Zehu. Then the Eibishter adds a hey to his name, which is Hamoyin Goyim, referring to all the nations of the world. And specifically, the Eibishter makes a bris with Avram Avinu that he's giving him the Eretz of Canaan and the Shiva Umois to be Mevarer, to refine and elevate the world itself. Now that he's connected, to the Eibishter himself, beyond the limitations of the world, so now you have to take that and bring it into the Welt and elevate every aspect of the world itself. Avodas HaBirurim. That's the Inyan over here. Okay, so the Rebbe now continues and explains the pasuk that the Rebbe began with here. The question was, why does it say, V'atokem es dvarecho ki tzadik ota? That the Eibishter keeps his word because he's a tzadik. If the Eibishter made a bris, the Eibishter made a promise, and the Eibishter gives Avram Avinu the land, why does it have to say that this is a unique thing, that the Eibishter actually keeps his word? He's a tzaddik, so he keeps his word. What's the chiddush in that? Obviously, if the Eibishter makes a bris, so then he follows through. Okay, so that's where we're holding. Umamshech Bekosov. First word on the line is Lifel, on page Kuf. Umamshech Bekosov. So now here we continue, and the pasuk says, V'atokem es dvarecho ki tzaddikota. The Eibishter keeps his word because he's a tzaddik. What are we saying here with this? She'inyin zeh, this pasuk here, is not just simply saying that the Eibishter promised Eretz Yisrael, the land of seven nations, and gave it to Avraham Avinu. But she'inyin zeh negeh lo'oifen abirur. What we're saying with this additional thing that the Eibishter is a tzaddik is, this matters to this nekudah of the Eibishter giving the land to Avraham Avinu, but in what oifen is Avram Avinu and the Yidden Bechlal going to be mevader, engage and elevate the Metzius of the Welt? It can be in two different tefanim, as the Rebbe explains here. Hine inyan abirur, when you come into a world and you want to connect it to the Eibishter, that's the concept of birurim. Yachali is baifin, she is batel legamri. One way it could be done is by nullifying, by being mevatel the Metzius of the world. Adei Yavid, similar to what it says regarding Amalek. Hold mind, but what's the pasuk? Reish is goyim amalek, bachrisa yadi yavid. When you see something that doesn't express godliness, when you see something which is just independent and separated from the Eibishter, what's one way to deal with it? Just by ignoring it, destroying it, walking away from it, adei yavid, just a step away from it. That's one eifan of a bitter.
How would you touch it?
Which word? Adei yavid, until you completely eradicate it. To eradicate this kind of thing. Meaning, any aspect of existence which expresses itself, not connected to the Eibishter, that feeling or that aspect of existence has to be completely pushed aside, has to be completely eradicated.
By definition, isn't Bira, though, this a positive aspect?
Lav dafke. No, lav dafke. Because the idea of Bira is when something which is created serves its purpose. So when something is created in the world and it's there to disturb a Yid, it's there to create an Asayan, it's there, that's one attitude you can have. It's there in the world in order to make the Aveda of a Yid deeper or whatever it is it accomplishes. After you destroy it, So that thing that existed and was created served its purpose. That's its bir. By the very fact that you're destroying it and you're moving on to what you're supposed to be doing, that's a bir. That itself is a bir. That's one approach. So the pastures, Yidden come into Eretz Yisrael, right? They come into Eretz Yisrael, they find a land which was controlled by the seven nations for years and years, and it's full of Avodah Zarah, it's full of Tumah, it's full of all kinds of Goyishkeit and all kinds of things. So Yidden come into the land, they can just totally wipe everything out and destroy it, and sort of start fresh from new, where the Yidden bring in their Kedusha there, and everything that's there in the land is something that they completely eradicate, completely throw out. That's one approach. But Valzeh Oimer, therefore we add here and we say, Shekivin Shetzadikot, there's a deeper Indian here. You can reveal the truth of the Eibishter on a deeper level, when you draw from the level of Tzadik. Tzadikotah, what's the expression of Tzadik? The idea here, and the darga, the level, drawing from the level of tzaddik is kamisha kosov. It says in another place in the pasuk, imru tzaddik ki toiv. Say regarding the tzaddik that he represents toiv, goodness. Goodness. That's the meaning of tzaddik, and the Rebbe explains what this means. Initeva hatoiv lehetiv, the Eibishter's goodness, talking here about the ultimate goodness, the source of goodness, the essence of nature of goodness. We're not talking about an aspect or a level of expression of goodness, the way it exists in creation. But the teva ha-toiv le'etiv, what's the ultimate goodness of the Eibishter? It's not by eradicating and by destroying. And that's the only way you can see godliness, the only way you can see the truth. The real goodness of the Eibishter is that you can find the nekuda of goodness, the nekuda of the Eibishter's truth within every aspect of existence. Lahatzil ulahalis as kol nitzaitzis hakedusha, to save, to elevate the sparks of holiness that exists within everything. When you see the different things that exist in the world, and they have power to them, they have a koyach, they have a meaning to them, they have a significance to them. What is it really? What's inside of it? Where does this koyach come from? When you see powers in nature, it's not just a power in nature that's created as a disturbance and a distraction to Avodas Hashem, and you have to push it away and then just go to a place which is above it. The deeper kitzadikata means that you're able to reveal the goodness which exists within this power of nature itself. When you see a kayach in teva, a kayach that there isn't food, a kayach that there isn't everything else that goes on in the world, what is it? What's the pnimius of it gufa? What's the teva teva of the Eibishter? When you see tainug in olam hazeh, geshmak, people have a tainug and enjoy in things in olam hazeh. What's the shayrish of that tainug? It's really the Eibishter's Tainug. The true Tainug is only the Eibishter. Elamai, it goes through many Ishtalshalos, and there's a Yerida and a Fila until it comes down to the Tainug of Elam Hazeh. But you have to identify that Tainug Gufa of Elam Hazeh and utilize it, L'Shem Shemayim. Utilize it and reveal within it that really it's the source of the Eibishter's goodness that's present here. It's a completely different kind of approach. So one approach is that it's the opposite of tzaddik. You know, tzaddik or toiv represents the chesed, the ave, the goodness of the Eibish, which is expressed within everything. But then there's the smel deiche. The opposite of that is when the din of aloyses said, the din of smel deiche, where a person just sees the truth of the Eibish in such a eifin, how it's mevatel everything, where you can't engage, where you can't elevate the metzius of the world. So when we say over here, batokim is dvarecho, ki tzaddikoto, what we're saying here is that the Eibishter gives us the kayach to be mevarer birurim. That's one thing. The kavan of a person in this world is that he's going to reveal the purpose of creation. He's going to reveal the nitzaitzis, which is the purpose of creation. But not stam by being deiche, the mitzias of the veld, but by engaging within the mitzias of the veld and revealing the goodness of the Eibishter within the mitzias of the veld itself. That's the additional kayach that the Eibishter gave us. What's the dvarecha? Which words? Lahalim ulahakim, that is, sorry. Lahakim ulahalim says kol nitzaitzis hakedusha shenimtzon balum hazeh. To be able to reveal and find and elevate the holy sparks of the Eibishter which are found in the lowest places of lum hazeh. So that's the vatokim es dvarecha. One, so it's the opposite. One eifin is the dechiyah, to be deiche. Vatokim es dvarecha. The Eibishter gives us the kayach to find the goodness that's there even in the lowest places of Lo'um Hazeh. And even when it is in the case of a Baal Tshuva, I don't know if the Rebbe's Mamash is referring to this scene of a Baal Tshuva here, but B'chlal, when you get to a person interacting and engaging with Klipas Noga and the Metzias of the world, to find the dvarecha, the nitzitz of kedusha that's there in this inyan itself. That's why we add that line. V'zehu, so this is the meaning of what we say over here. V'chareis imi abris. Eibishter makes a covenant with Avram Avinu. Lassus eseretz ha-kanani. Eibishter gives Avram Avinu the land of the seven nations. Kidei, but what's the ultimate purpose? Sheiv atokim is dvarecha. Lahokim ulahalis. To elevate. To identify and bring out as nitzaitis hakedusha shebuchol hashiva momin that which are there in the place of the land in seven nations. Tzad krisas bris hanal. It's this covenant that Eibishter makes with Avram Avinu. Yesh bekoicham shal Yisrael. This empowers all Yidden. Levar abirurim deluumazeh to refine and elevate the holy spark that exists within the world. Al yidei. How is this all done? So here, this is the all goes back to the point that the Rebbe spoke about up until here in the Maimer, that the person's life, there's the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, which the Rebbe explained is the koyach of the seichel, the koyach of the midis, and then the koyach of that relates to ma'isa b'poel. Those are the three aspects of a person's existence, and you have that in the nefesh alakis, and you have the lu'umas and the nefesh abahamis, and that's where the avedis abirurim is. The whole. How does Birurim get done? The whole inyan of Birurim, it all just matters of your attitude, your approach. A person can be doing the very same thing, but where is the mayach? Where is your mind in this? Is the mind, do you see in it godliness? Are you attracted to it because of Kedusha, because of a good purpose, because of the Eibishter? Or are you attracted to it for a selfish sake? That's really what it's all about. The person's doing the exact same thing. But the question is, the mayach and the lev, where is the mind and the heart? How is the person involved in this? So this entire Avedis HaBirurim relates usually in this Aveda of Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Al-Yidei Aveda Pnimis, the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Sheba Nefesh Elokis. In order for a person to engage with Olam Hazeh and with his Guf, his Nefesh HaBahamis, with the right attitude, so you have to reveal the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, these three levels of the Nefesh Elokis. And you have to then bring it down. It has to be communicated also to the simple human understanding of the person and the Nefesh Bahamas' understanding. That a person should fully and completely understand and see the perspective of the person. That's the first thing. In the head, the perspective of the person should be, what does he see? What does he relate to? And Olam Hazeh, not a Welt, the gatshmias of the world and the grubkeit of the world, but he sees everything for what it truly is, the purpose of its creation, the getlichkeit in it. That's the first point. And then also the emotional attraction that comes out from that. What's a person attracted to? What's meaningful to him? What are things that he loves? What are things that he doesn't? And then when you engage with it, b'pael mamish, at the nefesh aspect of the neshama, so then you're ma'ila, you elevate everything because you're involved in it because of a holy purpose. That's the general aveda there.
You mentioned that the person's kavana and
yeah,
they're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
But with birurim of the gvarim gashmi, experiencing a birur, wouldn't that happen, isn't looking for ma'isa b'poel, the person's interacting with their business in a kosher way, even if they're not having any birurim.
It's not yet the birur, no. It's not yet the full birur. That's one inyan of the birur. I mean, if a person is doing something, nasata v'nasata b'amuna, that a person deals with his business honestly. If a person doesn't deal with his business honestly, so then he's schlepping it into klipa mamish. He's schlepping it into a place of a place that's asa, that's completely klipa mamish. But even if a person does whatever he does completely honestly, but it's not l'shem shemaim, he's doing it just for himself, for a selfish sake. Even if it's for himself, his family, to pay the bills or whatever it may be, it's not. There's no bitter there really, because it's being done for selfishness. That's selfishness is separated from the Eibishter. What does selfishness mean? Not necessarily a person that's mamish, immersed into himself. But he's not doing it. He doesn't live life on a level where everything he's doing is just for the Eibishter's sake. He's busy with himself. He's busy with his life, with his bills, with his... That's not a bitter. There's no bitter involved in that. You haven't schlepped it into a place of iser mamish, into a place of lumazed, dovra oser, but there's no bitter there. The bitter is when a person is living in a higher kind of life, where a person is living connected to the Eibishter. When he comes into the business, So then he does it with that attitude. It's the whole purpose I'm here. The only reason I'm here in this is for the Eibishter's sake. That's a bitter. And then he's elevated. He's connected it back to its source, the Nitzaitzis. Okay, this is the conclusion of the first chelik of the Maimer, where the Rebbe talks about Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, the chelik of a Yid Zaveide, which relates to Seichel, Middis, behavior Bepoyel. But the Ikr of this Maimer is to come to the Sapura Maimer. The Ikr over here, the Rebbe wants to come to the deeper parts of the Neshama, way beyond Seichel, where a person, what's really going on in the Pnimiyus and Nefesh of a person, where a person's connected to the Eibishter beyond Seichel. That here, from the whole Hemshech the Maimer that I was going to discuss, Chaya Yechida. Okay, let's see. Om Nam Kolom Baleil. Everything we learned up until this point. Hu B'negei La Aveda, Shemitzad Adargis, the Nefesh Ruach Neshama. This is a Yid connecting to the Eibishter on the level of Nefesh, relating to his behavior, Bepoyel, Ruach, the emotions, or Neshama, the way a person intellectually understands and sees and his perspective and connection to the Eibishter. Shekhlalusam, the point of all three is they are kaiches pnibiyim shabam beslapshus. This is not the nefesh itself. This is not the neshama itself, which is bakat to the Eibishter. This is a certain aspect of the person's neshama, whether through seichel, in each one of these levels. Kaiches, specific kaiches that relates to the metzias of the person, slapshus, which it relates to a certain aspect of who the person is. This kind of connection, which is not the expression of the soul itself, but it's utilizing a certain kayach of the neshama, how the neshama understands, and so on, that has a very big limitation. Then there's a much deeper level of how the neshama is connected and expresses its connection to the Eibishter. Shabba mitzad inyan omok yaisa b'nefesh alakista kedusha. Comes from a much deeper place, the neshama itself. Shawinyan keiches ha-makifim. The keiches makifim of the neshama, shenekram b'chlolus b'shem chaya yechida. The chaya yechida of the neshama is not the neshama that exists and has a specific koyach, certain method, certain mechanism of how it connects. The koyach makif of the neshama is something that's way beyond that. It's not a specific koyach that it connects on one level. When a person is connected in his head, in his mayach, it leaves the levat, it leaves the heart out. When a person is connected in his maisa b'payel, it could be that his mayach and lev is not involved. That's a certain aspect of a certain method of how the neshama connects. It's a certain koyach. The makif is, what the concept of makif is, it's the nefesh itself. It's something deeper. It's makif the entire person. Every aspect of the person is involved in this. That's in general, the idea of a koyach makif. It's because it comes from a deeper place, the nefesh itself that is connected. It's like by the like a human being, the fact that a person is alive. The head is alive, the heart is alive, the feet, the toenail, it's all part of one nekuda, that he's alive, that he's a human being that's alive. That nekuda is makif to everything b'shava. Then you have the particular koyach. There's the koyach mayach and the lev and every single aver. That's a different inyan. Over there, there's a specific connection that comes out through every particular place. But over here, though, the makif of chayi yechida is the general connection that comes from a much deeper place where the person himself, the nefesh itself, is connected to the Eibishter. And in this itself, there's two levels, chayi and yechida, which will be explained over here. So for Yuvan, to understand what these two levels of chayi yechida are, so first in this ayis, the Rebbe explains Chaya, and then in the next ayis, the Rebbe explains Yechida. Yuvan al pi, achiluk shebein asoge b'seichel, b'chinas neshama. We understand this by first understanding the difference between when a person understands something. And you understand something through seichel of the neshama. So we're talking there about the fact that the neshama has a sensitivity and the ability and it relates to a lakos through intellect. That's the neshama. The inyan, akare v'ri'iyya. And then there's something much more. When a person has a certain recognition of something. Not necessarily a recognition that's a result of an intellectual conviction, of a seichel diga understanding. Sometimes a person knows something. He has a akare. He has a certain knowledge, or the word is not really knowledge, but the word is, you have a certain recognition of a truth, which is not dependent on seichel. And then even furthermore, ri'iyya. when a person literally can see something. And when the Rebbe says here, Ri'ah either means physically seeing something, or even if you don't physically see it, you can have a certainty about something to such an extent that it's mamish as if you yourself saw it. So it's three different levels that Rebbe is talking about here. Hasage, then even more Hakara, and Ri'ah. Rebbe explains. Hine, inyan hasage, when a person comprehends something. So it's all, you relate to it all based on something that you figured out intellectually. Ubaifin, shiyideya, sa'inyan, your whole knowledge or your whole connection to this is, mitzat sechov hasbara. It's because of intellectually, logically, you have explanations for this matter, and that's what gives you the closeness and the connection to this. What does that really mean? So v'hainu, on one hand, when a person gets something, when a person understands something, so then it brings a certain closeness to it. You relate to it, you get it, you understand it, so you're connected to it. But on the other hand, although, v'hainu she'ein zeboifin shuhu ba'atzmoy yedeya sadavar, it's not the pshat that you intuitively, instinctively get it and relate to it and have a hakara in it itself. There's certain reasons and certain explanations logically that you could explain why this is good, why this is so, and so on, what this is all about. But it's not something that is really in your world. The concept of a hakara is when a person has a recognition of something just intuitively, something that you feel very close to, something that you just get without having to explain it to yourself. The moment you have to explain something to yourself, if you have to give hesbein for something, what does that mean? That even after you have a hesbein for it, the inyan itself is be'etzem removed of you, from you. And that's why you have to give a hesbein for it. If a person is standing in a situation, he has to think whether he should do something or whether he should not do something. And there's a discussion in his mind, maybe yeah, maybe not, and he thinks it through, and then he comes to the conclusion, okay, I think it's a good idea to do this. What does that really mean? Even after he comes to the conclusion, the inyan is be'etzem berichuk from him. Be'etzem, there's me and there's this activity or this inyan, and there's a shakel v'tayit, there's a discussion whether yes or whether no. The fact that he has an hesbedim and a chreichim and reasons why he should do it, it's not ingrained in the person. It's not something which is part of you, which you just intuitively do it. There's a seichel, there's a hesbed. So the very fact that there's a seichel and a hesbed shows that at the same time where you get it, there's still a distance. There's a certain disconnect there. V'hareizeh al derech dugme, she'odom she'michutzeimen u'misapalei ezinyin. It's like someone that comes and tells you about something that he knows about. What does this mean? What time is it? Oh, it's late, okay. So when you have someone that comes and tells you something, and he's in his world, he has a certain concept that's posh to him. In his world, this is something that he gets and understands. He doesn't need anybody to explain it to him or tell him the story about this. This is what's going on in his world. Someone shares you with him what's going on in his life. It's his life. This is something that he intuitively is personally connected to. And then someone else shares you the story of his life, and you hear the whole story of his life, and you get it, and you appreciate it, and you see what's going on. But it's his life, and you have your life, and it's a different story. It's his story, and I have my story. It's a different thing. So you still remain disconnected from that, be'etzem. But in v'loy ba'ifin, shuhu ba'atzmi raya sadavar, you don't see it the way he sees it. You don't experience it and live it the way he does. It's that's the inyan of seichel. So as much as seichel is a tremendous power that Eibush created to be able to connect the things, but if you're only connected through seichel, be'etzem, there's you and there's the concept that you understand. It's two separate things. That's the chesaron of seichel. Okay, we'll have to